This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We'll be voting. Less than 24 hours, we'll be voting. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio show on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here as well. Happy Monday to you, Todd.
Happy election Daniel. To you as well.
Exactly. And Brian, we have Daniel taking your calls when you call today on the program. And we also have Kevin working on a little research for us, grabbing a few things here and there. So we have a fun show. We're broadcasting today from Moxie Java Coffee Shop in downtown Fargo. We picked Moxie Java because, you know, this is a spot that folks are in and out of all the time, downtown Fargo. Also was the very location that I walked into and somebody came up to me and said, "Are you against corruption in North Dakota?" And I said, "Of course I am." And then they said, "Sign here." And I said, "Wait a minute." And I took a look at this little, measure, and I saw quite the mess, as a matter of fact, quite the mess. So anyway, we have the actual language here. We have an enormous amount of supporters here. And we're going to tell you a little bit about it, just so you know. We're going to make sure you go to the polls with everything you need to know about measure number one today on the program, okay? So that will happen. If you'd like to join us and have a comment on Measure 1, if you're going to vote yes, you're going to vote no, whatever. Everybody welcome. Moxie Java on Broadway, downtown Fargo, today on the program. Lots of calls, lots of questions and comments, as always, on any and everything. And you call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550. Last thing I'll say before I go to our guest, yeah, we have a guest at the top of the hour here today, ladies and gentlemen. Which and you'll understand why, the significance of that in just a moment. But the other thing I'd tell you, that any candidate of any party, any issue that you're concerned about, call the show, okay? You're welcome. If you know, I would love to have had every single candidate on from every single race. And we afford a lot of time on this program to listen. Punch in or whatever, call us today. We'll put you on the program. Can you hear me now, Daniel?
Now we can.
Hey, hello. You got me now. Okay, all right. Not sure what happened there. Anyway, our guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer, on the ballot when you hit the polls tomorrow, if you haven't already voted, as a candidate for the United States Senate. And he's joining us today on Talk Radio, on a little bit of a Talk Radio tour, because Congressman Cramer does this all year long, and what an appropriate place to make that last opportunity to visit with voters. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing very well, thanks. And, boy, you're exactly right. I can't think of a better way to talk to more people and hear from more people than talk radio, and certainly this is the place to begin a talk radio tour is right here on the show that I'm familiar with, of course, and have enjoyed being part of for the last several years. And
so, on what's on your mind? Chat with these. So, what does it feel like to wake up
losing Scott again?
So odd, because yeah. I can hear you guys just fine, but you can't hear me.
Well, yeah. Did you bring enough quarters today, or? It's the Russians.
Well, Scott, maybe what I could do is, I can guess what you might have been asking me about. I heard you say, what does it feel like, and then I lost you. But I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like one day closer to relief on the one hand. On the other hand, it feels like it feels like I'm sprinting to the finish line, and I fully intend to cross the wire without 1 ounce of energy left in me. I'm planning on leaving it all on the field, and of course, spending this last day with you and others of your colleagues from around the state and talking to what amounts to tens of thousands of North Dakota listeners of talk radio, I think is a great way to sprint to the finish line.
Can you hear me now, as they famously say?
I hear you right now.
What?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Are you talking to me?
as you look over these, you know, the sort of closing arguments, if you will, there's been a flurry of things that have happened. Obviously, a debate, a couple of debates, and everything else. But is there anything you feel like didn't get, you know, properly litigated? Didn't get a chance to address anything you want to make sure is said based on the conversation that's happened so far?
You know, I love that question, Scott, because I don't know that there's anything left to litigate or that we could pound it, you know, any harder. But I guess a nice summary would be appropriate because it really is really quite basic. If you think that if you support, you know, open borders, if you support the idea of cities that are paid by the federal government to provide sanctuary to criminal aliens, then you need to support my opponent. On the other hand, if you think that we ought to have a wall and we ought to have border security, that national defense is the number one priority of the country, that our men and women in uniform deserve appropriate raises and appropriate equipment and appropriate weapons systems, then you vote for me. If you think that abortion on demand is fine, if you think that late-term abortions are appropriate, and by the way, if you think that taxpayers should fund those late-term abortions, then you need to support my opponent. On the other hand, if you think that there is a line we should never cross, as I do, if you think that a late-term abortion in the final days of a baby's life in the womb should be stopped, then you should support me. If you don't think that abortion should be funded by the federal government, then you should support me. If you think that Iran ought to have a nuclear weapon and that we ought to sanction it, if you think Iran ought to have intercontinental ballistic missiles and defense systems and that they ought to have tons of cash and access to global markets so they can fund terrorism, the number one terrorism state supporter in the world, then support my opponent. That's how she voted. If you think that Iran should be held in check and that they're the enemy, not the friend, then you should support me. If you think that tax cuts and jobs and good-paying jobs and high wages, and by the way, we just last week, you know, you got the news that wages are on the rise at 3.1, 3.2%. Job creation is skyrocketing. Our economy is stronger than it's been in decades. If you like that trajectory, you should vote for me. On the other hand, if you want to return to tax increases, more regulations, then you should support my opponent. It's pretty basic, Scott. If you want somebody who's going to vote with Chuck Schumer and loves Hillary Clinton and thinks Barack Obama is amazing, then vote for my opponent. If you think that Bernie Sanders would make a good budget committee chairman, a socialist, then you should vote for my opponent. On the other hand, if you think that Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans are better at picking the Supreme Court and supporting Supreme Court the nominees appointed by President Trump, or you think that Chuck Schumer should have more to say about it, then you got a pretty clear choice. So for me, it comes back to the very basic things that we started the campaign with. But Scott, I would also wrap up with this in terms of the case particularly to the listeners of What's on Your Mind. You know me. And you've seen all the junk that's flying, all the lies that they're throwing at me, you know, proven lies by the Associated Press, PolitiFact, even Facebook has had to discipline Heidi Heitkamp and her campaign by pulling down their ads because they're lies. You know me. I've been on this show every week and then some for years. I've been the most successful member of Congress because I relish this relationship that I have with the people of North Dakota. And if you get confused by who's telling the truth, I know you know me and I know you. And so I respectfully ask for your vote, your support in the election tomorrow or today if you're voting early, as Chris and I are doing, because I know that we know each other and you can count on me to be this accessible, if not more, when I become a United States Senator.
Congressman Todd Mitchell, speaking of which, I was just leading up to that Hunter voter ad where Hunters just might lose voter rights was at least in the ad. What do you make of that whole mess?
Well, I think that this is what happens when you're coming down the stretch and you have $30 million or $25 million of Hollywood and New York money, and you're desperate. You just start throwing Hail Marys, and they threw out this crazy ad making this claim, which Senator Heitkamp fully embraced, by the way. I noticed she's changed her tune a little bit today. Suddenly today she didn't know anything about it. You know, last week she was explaining it in great detail that if you hunt, if you vote in North Dakota, you're going to lose your hunting rights. That's the chaos that they want to create. Well, I think that's because, of course, the hunters and the outdoorsmen, the NRA and other, you know, Second Amendment rights groups supported my campaign, are supporting my campaign. And she wanted to try to suppress their votes, keep them from voting at all. And which is, by the way, illegal in the United States of America. Well, what we ought to be doing is certainly irresponsible for anybody in politics. What you ought to be doing is encouraging everybody to vote, which is what I've been doing. It's what I've done my entire career. So she got caught in that one by the Associated Press, by PolitiFact, and by Facebook itself. I mean, you have to be a pretty bad Democrat for Facebook to force your ad off the air.
Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Amazing. All right. Thank you. Thank be safe you. On the remaining hours on the campaign trail, all right?
I'll do it. I'm just preserving my voice right now, Scotty.
There you go. Sounds like a good idea. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
I'm NDSU Extension Crop Economist Dr. Frank Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until midsummer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice, plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text 701-226-8503, or you can text Scott, and I forget, is it 367-2054. That's it. I'm finally remembering. I don't know my wife's or my daughter's phone numbers. How am I going to remember Scott's? In this day and age, we go by name, not by by number in our phones, but there you go. 20 after the hour on What's in Your Mind. Fred from Wing, my friend, what is on your mind?
I hope he's listening.
I hope so, too.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations, Senator Kramer. And I wanted to say I like this saying that President Trump has come up with, jobs, not mobs. We have a lot of mobs in the last few years in this country. We had the Dapple mob. We had the mob that tried to take away bakeries' rights to exist in the western part of the country. We had mobs that Antifa. We had all kinds of mobs, and I just wanted to mention there was a mob in the Bible one time, and they were demanding that Lot would turn two angels over. It was a homosexual mob. They were demanding that Lot would turn over two angels to them. He said no. And then they said, if you don't turn them over and agree with us, you're an alien and you should agree with us. Because he was a new guy, him and Abraham, they didn't have enough pasture for their stuff, so he moved down to Sodom, and boy, what a problem he had. So, when they got to the point where they were demanding that he do what they said and accept them, in a very sympathetic government there in that city that was sympathetic to this mob, they were demanding it. The angel said, that's enough. And they were struck blind. And we're at that point in this country where these mobs are trying to take over our democracy, our republic. And I just feel that there's a lot of, I know that there's a lot of similarities to some of these stories in the Bible, and I just hope that people would pay attention to it and that we would get jobs, not mobs, in this election. We got a lot of work to do. We need people like Kramer in there. And so I'm supporting him and what the Bible says about the mobs in this country.
Fred from Wing saying it well. And you know what? That is a very astute phrase that they came up with, jobs, not mobs. Because how do you counter that when what's been seen out of that side seems to be nothing but the irate mobs who think nothing of being really obnoxious, no matter how inappropriate their activity may be in a given moment, well, versus the headway that the Trump policies have made in improving the economy?
Well, there's a mob that came through Mexico. Mexico's trying to help us. And they picked up rocks and threw them at their soldiers and wounded them. I mean, what can we allow this kind of thing to go on in our country? We have to get the Democrats and the people who are in the socialist bent are using mobs like they did in my grandfather's day in Europe when he had to come to the United States. Well, we don't have another new country to go to. All we got is Mars, and I don't think the transportation is very good to go to Mars.
Plus, the climate stinks there. We don't really want to. Now, on the other hand, we could talk about building some prisons or something there for, like, our very, very worst offenders who are basically, you know, out of luck anyway. But, I don't know, just, we might be onto something there, Fred. Hey, Fred, appreciate the call, my friend. You take care.
Thank you.
All righty. Chris from Fargo, what is on your mind?
Good Monday morning in America, gentlemen.
Good Monday morning.
I am a straight-line Republican, and I'd like to talk about 25 or 30 words about Measure 3.
Go for it.
Millions and millions of deaths directly related to alcohol consumption and tobacco consumption, yet we are allowed as adults to decide whether or not to put these products into our body. There's never been a confirmed direct connection death with THC ever. That's all I have to say.
All right. Chris, appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. It's What's in Your Mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Diane in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I just wanted to let Senator Kramer know that once he gets into his position, that he's going to have McConnell and Ryan talking to him about entitlements, which is included in that is our Social Security and our Medicare. And I didn't know that when we have money, that money taken out of our paychecks, that that's considered an entitlement. And I really take great offense at that.
Yeah, I got to admit, you know, if we've earned something, we've earned it. If we've paid into something, we've paid into it. And I guess entitlement may technically be accurate, but on the other hand, it always sounds like entitled to the free handout, and it's not a handout. It's something we've invested into, and we have the right to expect a return on the investment.
I've been paying into Social Security and Medicare since I was 16,
exactly.
And I'm 75 now, and that's my money. That's not the government's money. There was supposed to be a lockbox, and somebody picked that lock. Now they're stuck.
Well, yeah, we both know government's kind of screwed up a lot of it, but they got to figure out how to get it to us because they don't get to come back to us after all those years of taking it and then say, well, sorry, we'd like to give you some of that money back. No, that was to be guaranteed. They need to figure out how to find that money now. It's got to be there someplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Diane, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, Scott, did we get you back there?
Yeah, I'm back, but not with the greatest connection. We're working on this a little
bit. But better than nothing, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep going on calls. That's good stuff. Thanks for calling 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Greg and Bentley?
Hey, good morning, Scott. You remember me from the City of Leeds. Hello?
Greg, I remember you.
Oh, I lost Scott. Well, anyway,
I'm here. I'm trying to look my memory bank for Leeds. But anyway, you go ahead, Greg.
Oh, that's fine. No problem. I'm out here in Bentley. I got one bar on my phone. Anyway, I called in because I've been a photographer and a filmmaker for Gary Schwarzenberger, the sheriff out in McKenzie County. He's taken a real hit and from his opponent, Matthew Johansson, and it's mostly on Facebook. He was on Dennis Lindahl's show earlier this morning, along with one of the sheriffs that's supporting him from Massachusetts. And so are we still on?
We are, but we're going to a break.
Oh, well, I'm getting all kinds of weird stuff.
Tell you what, Greg, you hold on. So we'll get Scott in a better connection, and we'll all be back on What's in Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information coming about the Friday night shootings at a Tallahassee yoga studio that killed two women and injured five other people. Authorities now say the death toll would have been higher had it not been for a man named Joshua Quick. He attacked the gunman Scott Burley with the only thing he had handy, which was the heavy end of a vacuum cleaner. Burley eventually took his own life. It's also been learned that Burley was a former teacher in Maryland. candidates and those advocating for them feverishly campaigning through the last weekend before Election Day. Yesterday, former President Obama was in Indiana to support Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly.
The economy created more jobs in my last 21 months than it has in the 21 months since I left office.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A liberal plot, Todd? You think that's what it is? And sabotage the broadcast. It's the California Massachusetts liberals.
Well, you're going to have to nail
it's the
both
California
Scott
Massachusetts
and me,
liberals
then.
That want Measure One. Yeah, that's right. You can't keep us both down. Both locations. Crying out loud. We're trying hard to figure out some of the glitches that are causing the issues today, but you're going to have one or the other of us. And we are at Moxie Java, downtown Fargo. Maybe I shouldn't have called this the liberal bastion. Maybe that's what it is. It attracted the folks that are a little on the liberal side to sabotage us today. But this is really where Measure One started, gathering signatures downtown Fargo in swarms. I mean swarms. And so that's why we're spending time on Measure Number One today, so you know what you need to know about it before you go to the polls. Simple as that. All right. We have a guest. Christopher Dotson is going to join us momentarily. Talk a little bit about Measure Number One. But Greg. Greg and Bentley didn't get a chance to finish what he was saying before the break. Go ahead, Greg. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I usually get cut off by either you or Todd, but that's another story. Anyway... No, I'm the campaign photographer for Gary Schwarzenberger, the sheriff of McKenzie County. All I wanted to say was I spent 2 weeks in Watford City filming and photographing him and his campaign and his staff out there, the nicest bunch of people in the world. I got involved with Gary Schwarzenberger a year and a half ago when Todd Schwartz, the former state's attorney out in McKenzie County, when he filed the charges against him because Gary's attorney wanted to have the mayor of Leith and myself give documents and depositions to help out Gary Schwarzenberger because of Todd Schwartz's persecution. And, of course, everything got dropped. So I decided to go to Watford City and help him out with his campaign as far as the videos and so on that I've that I've done over the last 5 years in North Dakota. And I really spent a lot of time with him and his family and his campaign people. And you had Keith Buck on your show the other day. And, of course, you said you were going to supported his opponent, Matthew Johansson, which is fine. But since I run the website for GarySchwarzenberger.com, I got involved with that. I'm doing all of this like I did for the city of Leith. I don't charge for it. It's just something that has to be done. And when you look at all the files that are on the GarySchwarzenberger.com website, those personnel files, a lot of the stuff that goes on Facebook, say that we altered those files and so on. No, we didn't. We redacted them, and they were redacted by the sheriff's office for personal information. And so they're all out there. And the only reason Sheriff Gary decided to do that was because of the attack on Facebook. He decided to use his website, which is now all his videos have been looked at. And I did six of them. There's about a dozen of them. They've been viewed over 40,000 times in the last 2 months. So I just want to let people know that Gary's a retired Marine, Master Gunnery Sergeant. I'm a retired Navy person. And it just gets on my nerves that people get to this mudslinging that's going on. We need to stop it. Of course we do. But that's all I wanted to say was...
Yeah, no, that'd be a good idea, Greg. Well, I appreciate the fact you called. I really do, because we did ask people to call, whatever candidate they supported, and have their say. You know, you have a view of Gary Schwarzenberger that I don't share, and that I've seen firsthand, has done some things that are very unprofessional and not well thought of in the law enforcement community. And he doesn't have much law enforcement support for that reason. But if I were you and spent a couple weeks and saw somebody that I thought was okay, I'd probably do the same thing. So I appreciate your call very much. I'm going to take one more before we chat with our first guest of the program to talk a little bit about Measure One today. That's why we're here downtown Fargo, talking about Measure One, giving you what you need to know before you head to the polls. Ron in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Say, I went to the last Heidi appearance in Bismarck this morning to greet her and with Kevin Kramer sign. And the last person to walk across the street to talk with me, and some walked across and yelled, but was a reporter for the New York Times. And she said, I knew you'd laugh when I said New York Times. Well, she heard some stories. With my last comment to her, I said, be sure this gets in the paper. I got the single finger wave from so many of these people. It shows their age, IQ, and sperm count in one action. So that was my last comment before I left there, before they disembarked and the gang mentality took over.
I see. Yeah. Todd, did you get that, Todd?
Got her.
You're right.
I think we're losing Scott again like crazy.
Okay, interesting. I just wanted people to hear about that. But the New York Times reporter, that's cute.
Wow. How about that? Go figure. Well, hey, Ron, appreciate the call.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Also, by the way, I have another line that should make you laugh. This is in the forum today. Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Scott.
Is it plugged in?
We need some string and tin cans or something here.
We're could we find some? Yeah. I was going to tell you a quote almost as funny as Ron's was in the Fargo forum. It said, as of Sunday evening. This is a quote from the forum today. As of Sunday evening, most polls had Heitkamp Camp and Kramer neck and neck, and Kramer leading by up to 16 points. It's in the same sentence. Most polls have Heitkamp Camp and Kramer neck and neck, with Kramer leading by up to 16 points. Oh, my gosh. I mean, they can't help themselves. Yeah, I mean, they got fake news in one half of the sentence and, you know, a factual comment in the other half of the sentence. It's just...
Well, they can't both be true. I mean, either they're right. Neck and neck or somebody's up by 16. I mean, they can't be both.
Which is it? Exactly right. All right. Can you hear me now, as I say? Todd?
Scott?
Okay. All right, just checking here. Todd?
Got it.
Yeah. See, the challenge here is I don't know when they can't hear me. So how about I just keep talking?
Just keep talking.
Saying Scott because you can't hear me. Okay. All right, Randy in Burnsville. You're next on the air. Randy, what is on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't want to take you off topic, but... I just wanted to put a plug in for Dave Hughes on the Minnesota side of the river. it's very, very important that we get out and vote this time around. If you think for 1 minute what they did to Brett Kavanaugh was bad, let the Democrats get control of the House, and we haven't seen anything yet. So that's all I had to say this morning. Good luck to Dave Hughes and Kevin Cramer tomorrow. Thanks.
Thanks, Randy. Good to get the Minnesota end of the spectrum on what's in your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Randy in Northwood, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit and follow up with that lady on Social Security. I'm on Social Security right now, and it is not an entitlement program for me. I got to live till I'm 85 before I become a taker. I paid in all my life. My employers paid in full time I was working for them. And what I'd like to do is what I'd like to see is Cramer, once he gets in, is to introduce some legislation that would take the contribution cap off of Social Security. Because right now, if you make about $128,000 a year, you stop contributing to Social Security. Now, think about all them liberals out in Hollywood making millions on movies. They would still have to keep paying Social Security.
Yeah. I think we've all kind of known Social Security wasn't supposed to be anybody's sole source of life, but at the same time, we have paid in all these years, and we shouldn't be screwed out of getting what we've been promised in it.
Right. Well, what I've paid in, my employer paid 6.5%, I paid 6.5%. That's 13% over a lifetime. And the thing is, Social Security would be extra solvent if they took the cap off it. Think about it. A guy making $1 million a year playing baseball, he stops paying Social Security after probably his second game check.
That's a good point. We could work with some of that. We would definitely have a lot more to work with, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. If you got a chance, give that to Cramer and see what he does with it.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, if he is a U.S. senator, he's got a chance because he has said all along that we need to reform it. And, of course, the other side likes to say, oh, you're trying to take away Social Security. No, I'm trying to make sure it's there for more people. I think Republicans have done a terrible job of making the case for that, Randy, and we need more ideas like yours. So we'll call that one the Randy Plan. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Moxie Java, downtown Fargo is where I'm at. We're going to talk Measure 1 here coming up in a little bit. Scott Meyer, who is a District 18 senator, is from downtown Grand Forks, is here to talk Measure 1 with us today, downtown Fargo. And others are welcome at Moxie Java on Broadway in downtown Fargo. So we'll be talking about that coming up here in a couple of minutes. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on these or any issues. And remember, we have an all call for anybody that would like to get on the program as a candidate. If you're on the ballot anywhere and you haven't had a chance to get on and say your piece, because it's impossible to get to everybody, we invite you to do so today. So give us a call. There is a story in the Fargo Forum that I wanted to spend just a moment on today and talk a little bit about. And I have just a half a minute to do it, so I'll be brief. It says Heitkamp gets $13.2 million after Kavanaugh vote. Now, first of all, we already know that. I'm not sure why that's a story again today, but it did strike me today when I read it to say, you know, isn't that funny? This entire campaign, this closing argument from Heidi Heitkamp has been about, I'll be for North Dakota. Well, she was against North Dakota on the Kavanaugh vote. The vast majority of folks were in favor of it, and she got $13.2 million not from North Dakota for it. Outside groups. What do you think about that? I don't think that's an argument for re-election. I think that's an argument that says you're not telling us the truth. You're not for North Dakota. A ridiculous amount of money. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50, 60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're downtown Fargo today, broadcasting from Moxie Java. Why are we here? We want to find out what folks think about measure number one. That's why we're here, and invite you to come on down and share your opinion on that if you like. We'll be here throughout the program today. We're going to chat with Scott Meyer, as I mentioned a moment ago, about this in just a second to talk about his thoughts on this as well. Got a text here about it, and any calls certainly welcome too. 258-0550 is a local 701 number, 258-0550. You can also text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503.
And we're also brought to you today in part by High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know spray application. And nobody knows spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. If 2019's in now, the new 40 series of Apache sprayers are great. New look, new features, financing and leasing available on the sprayers. High Plains Apache has some sprayers on hand if anyone's looking for sprayers. High Plains Apache Mandan, call them at 701-663-2375. If you want to know about Measure One, you want to be at Moxie Java today. Because there's a wealth of experience here that has this covered. Every inch of what Measure One would mean for North Dakota. One of those is Scott Meyer. Senator Meyer represents District 18, which is downtown Grand Forks. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Yeah. So we're downtown Fargo today. You've spent some time downtown Grand Forks today. What's the buzz on Measure 1, would you say?
You know, the things I really want to address here is we passed law back in 2017, Senate Bill 2343, and we did take care of a lot of this stuff, the no personal use of campaign funds. You know, we disclose our expenses, so I think a lot of this stuff is already handled. You know, the illegal foreign contributions, that's already illegal, so a lot of this is in place. So I think there's a lot of these buzzwords that are out there, and it gets people freaked out. The anti-corruption, like you said, you had a petitioner come to you right here and said, are you against corruption? You're like, well, absolutely. But I think, like you said, the devil's in the details, and this is a fatally flawed measure.
Yeah, no, it really, really is. And an interesting text from a listener here that says he's a little bit concerned about what North Dakota will look like if Measure 1 passes. What do you see as the consequences?
You know, it's going to keep people off the on the sidelines. You know, the average peer person who wants to come in from Grand Forks and testify in a bill is going to have to disclose, you know, how he got there, his hotel, his gas, everything.
And just citizens.
These regular citizens. It's going to keep them on the sidelines. So that's the biggest one right there. You start seeing all the agencies and newspapers that have come out against it. It's not just energy that's against this. It's everything. The Realtors Association, the Stockman, the Farm Bureau.
NRA.
Every major newspaper in North Dakota, they're all against it. They all know that this interpretation will be very bad for North Dakota.
Yeah, no, I would love to tally up the amount of employees represented by all of the different groups that are in opposition to this. I mean, in other words, they're speaking for a lot of people.
And I talk to a lot of people. They ask, you know, you get your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers asking you about this, and when you start explaining it, they all go, well, that doesn't make sense. So it's a no. And the part where it supersedes every article in the Constitution is the scariest part right there, Scott. And I think that's the one, when you talk in those terms, people understand that this has to be a no vote.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Let's take a call here from Jan on the road on Measure 1. Go ahead, Jan. What's on your mind?
I was at a Farmers Union county meeting last. They gave us a guideline, the state board gave us a guideline of how they felt we should vote. And they advocated to vote yes on number Measure 1. And I asked them, I said, do you realize where most of the money is coming from for the advocating for this measure? And she said, yes, but it's not a problem. We want you to vote yes. And at the very end, after she went through the four measures, the last thing she said, we do not politically advocate. And I said, I walked out of there and I was so disappointed because, yes, you told me how to vote on each measure. And you want me to vote yes for number one. And that's what the State Farmers Union Board is telling every Farmers Union member.
Yeah, amazing, Jan. It really is. And all this money that is coming in is very leftist money. And the support of North Dakota is leftist, too. So I guess the Farmers Union generally leans left. That's maybe not a big surprise.
Not shocking.
Yeah.
But the other one, too, and I followed by Betty Grandy, former senator, and she was breaking down the disclosures. These are the people that want us you know, transparency. I agree. Let's be transparent. Let's put it out there. They couldn't even figure out their disclosures, right? They had so many amendments.
So, in other words, they would write a big check from a group like, you know, whatever, the left-leaning groups out west
Boston
and out east.
And
then they don't tell you who actually donated to those groups to make the check here.
But you want to tell us how to write our disclosure laws, but you can't do it yourself. I don't know if that's right. But
yeah, exactly
it's
right.
Kind of funny.
A few seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us, Scott?
You know, it's going to be an interesting election. We'll see how this works. I've got my thoughts on a lot of races here, and I think Congressman Kramer's going to pull it through, Kelly Armstrong, and let's get no done and no on what I mean. And it's going to be a fun Tuesday, to say the least. And I'm talking nationally, too. So let's get through these.
You're fired days. Up.
I'm ready.
All right. Good to see you, Scott.
Thanks,
Thank
Scott.
You. You bet. Senator Scott Meyer, who represents District 18, downtown Grand Forks, on his thoughts on measure number one. By the way, texter says, if this measure one passes, welcome to George Orwell's world, North Dakota style. All right, glad you're paying attention. Another hour coming up.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the
the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.